Good morning, Orville. This is Abhijit with you again, broadcasting live from Orville Radio, and I'm back with my series on exploring education in arts, animation, and filmmaking. Today, I'll be picking up a topic in animation. So till now, in my episodes on animation, I have touched upon the brief history of animation, how it came about, how the birth of animation as an art form happened. So today, leaning more towards learning, I'm going to dwell into how an animated character is created. So today's topic is steps to create a cartoon. Well, there are two major steps that have to be undertaken. One is character development and the second is character movement. Today, I'm going to cover the first one, character development. It can be an exciting experience to create and develop an original cartoon character. Constructing and developing a character is not merely a matter of drawing the figure. Each character also has its own shape, personality, features, and mannerisms. The animator has to take these qualities into consideration to make the characters seem lifelike and believable. For example, there are various personality types such as goofy, cute, and screwball. Think about the type of character you wish to design and then use diagrams and guides to begin your drawing. When creating a character, you should begin by drawing rough idea sketches. These will give you a direction for the type and nature of the character you wish to create. Develop the basic shape of the figure, then add the features and other details. This procedure should be followed whether the character you are developing is a human, an animal, or an inanimate object that you wish to bring to life, for example, drawing a face on a computer and making it dance. After you have developed the character and the proportions are to your liking, develop the movement expressions of the body, head, and hands. Hands can tell a complete story with just a simple pose. Study and practice drawing the hands a lot. Then create some hand positions of your own. Also, the identifying the line of action is a big help in creating attitudes in posture and movement, which will come later. First, we have to see how to develop the cartoon character. So first, I'll start by talking about how the construction of a cartoon character is done. The first step in that is to decide the proportions of the character. This is one of the most important factors to consider when constructing a cartoon character. The animator must keep in mind the relative sizes of the body parts because specific proportions are used to create specific cartoon types. For example, the heavy pugnacious character has a small head, large chest or body area, heavy arms and legs, and the jaw and chin normally protrude. The cute character is based on the proportions of a baby with a large head in proportion to the oval body, a high forehead and a small mouth-eye-chin area. On the other hand, screwball types have very exaggerated parts and features, almost to the level of caricature. Cartoon studios often use head size to measure the height of a character. For instance, a cute baby may be 3 heads high. A pugnacious bear might be 5 and 6 heads high. This information helps the animator to keep the proportions and height of a character consistent. When animating, you will also find it helpful to make a reference drawing of the character on a separate piece of paper. This way, the animator can refer to the proportion guidelines when drawing the character in different poses and actions. The proper use of cartoon proportions makes a character, so analyze the proportions of your animated character before he or she goes on stage up on the screen. The second, after proportions, is the stance. Draw a line of action through the three-dimensional parts to organize and set the attitude or action. Construct your drawing as if you were fitting together the parts of a puppet at the joints according to a character formula. Thus, a character becomes believable and he acts, the audience emotes and responds. Keeping these two in mind, we can start building our cartoon character. The first step would be to build the body with circular or rounded forms. There are many ways to build a body. This is one of them. In this method, the animated character is based on the circular rounded form. In a cartoon studio, several people may work on the same drawing and the rounded form is used because of its simplicity. It makes animation easier. Also, circular forms follow through better on the screen. The second way to build a character is to use the skeletal foundation. To build the cartoon from a rough sketch, but don't expect to always get the skeleton right on the first try. Nobody can do that. Experiment, discard, make several drawings, then pick the best one. Be sure to work loosely when constructing the character. The third would be construction of the head. Think of the head as a rounded mass. It is either ball-shaped, pear-shaped, or egg-shaped. In animation, the head shape may change perspective and form many times during the scene. To simplify matters, a framework is in proper perspective must be drawn first. Then the details are constructed over the form. Let's explore the egghead method. The egg is the basis of a great cartoon head. Draw an egg like and study it from all angles. Add details and designs, some original heads of your own. Watch the perspective change as you tip or tilt the egg model. Following the center and the middle guidelines will help you construct the head. All animated cartoon characters can be reduced to a basic formula. This formula makes them easier to master and ensures uniformity throughout a film, even if several different artists work on the same character. Fifth point would be facial expressions. The job of an animator is the same as the job of an actor in live-action pictures. Both should be masters of portraying emotions. Studying your own grimaces in a mirror is a must. Pick a character you know and go through the expressions with him or her. Remember to stretch and squash the heads. A cartoon head can be stretched and squashed to strengthen an expression. Lastly, hands. Cartoon hands are tricky to draw. Only three fingers and a thumb are used to simplify the animation process. The fingers should be placed unevenly to prevent a monotonous quality. To draw the hand, begin as if it were a mitten. Then add two middle fingers using elongated oval shapes. Now put in the little finger, varying its position to prevent monotony. It is also a good idea to exaggerate the base of the thumb. Now that we have taken a look at the steps for creating a cartoon character, let's explore character types. There are various character types, and these are designed using a number of design principles. The first one is the cute character. This is based on the basic proportions of a baby and the expression of shyness and coyness. Examples are kitten, pup, goose, rabbit, pig, squirrels, mouse, and chipmunks. Second type is the screwball type. In this formula, you will recognize some features that all cocky wise guys have in common. The antics of these loony characters have been some of the funniest on the screen. Third is the goofy character. The basic formula here is of goofy types that act like simpletons. Fourth is the heavy pugnacious character. The formula is of bad boy characters. It also applies to four-legged types, such as the thug bear or the bulldog sailor. When designing animal characters, the construction method includes the use of skeletal form in combination with rounded and circular forms. The facial expressions and body attitude must complement one another. Characters may range from the musical wolf to goofy lions and tigers to snappy birds to grumpy owls to the belligerent bulldog. These characters differ greatly in personality and shape due to their proportions. In birds, there are marked differences in beaks, legs, neck, and wing sizes. For example, the baby chick has no neck. The head shape overlaps the body shape, while the ostrich's neck is exaggerated. All of the characters have been developed using circle and rounded form method. Different shapes can suggest different personalities: cute, goofy, pugnacious, etc. Another thing to keep in mind when designing characters is foreshortening, which uses the principles of perspective. Perspective gives animated drawings the dimension of depth by using vanishing points on a distant horizon line, and foreshortening, which basically means when an object seems to come towards the viewer, it becomes larger. The horizon line relates to the viewer's eye level. If the vanishing points have been positioned too close together, the drawing will appear distorted. Experiment with your subject to find a comfortable position for the vanishing points. Draw a box in perspective. then construct a character within the framework. Also study the revolving cylinder. Notice the relationship to the arms and legs. The drawings may be based on one or two point perspective. The vertical lines of the box are parallel and the horizontal lines are projected from the vanishing points. For characters of great height, a third vanishing point would be added and the verticals would converge at that. This three-point perspective is used to emphasize height by lowering the horizon line or the eye level, as if the viewer is looking up. Thus, the drama of animation is heightened. A giant is more frightening from a worm's eye view. Foreshortening is used when the object is not parallel to the plane picture. Kids. When drawing kids, we have to keep in mind that they come in all shapes and sizes. Young children have large heads and short legs, and their doves are slightly pear-shaped with protruding tummy. As kids grow older, the proportions change. They are more lanky and awkward-looking. The head of these types remains a bit large. The young heroine. When drawing the young character, the proportions are different than those of children. The full figure proportions are based on the height of a 5-head length. The legs are half of the height, the waist is 2 heads from the top, and the arms and hands are a little over 2 heads long. This scale can be used to draw the young girl accurately in any position. Facial features move with the head, up and down and sideways. The position and angle of the eyes change with the head movement. They must be drawn to look in the direction specified by the head position. The change may be from a 3/4 front view to a 3/4 back view where the eyes are not seen at all. Use the rules of perspective and foreshortening to accomplish these transitions accurately. Model sheets drawings are issued to animators as a guide when he or she picks up the scene for the director. Well, that brings us to the end of today's episode of character development. In the next episode, I will explore character movement. Thank you for tuning in.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.